This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Trade relationships are made more challenging by the coronavirus, and some worry that China will have difficulties meeting its obligation in the Phase 1 trade agreement. But U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse believes we'll do whatever it takes to get it done.
Through Robert Lighthizer, who's the trade representative, has just done a tremendous job in negotiating these trade deals, and I think that he will continue to put all the pressure necessary to make sure that the Chinese government lives up to the agreement that they signed.
China aside, Newhouse says July 1st marks a major transition in trade with Canada and Mexico.
This is truly a great day for agricultural producers in Central Washington. There's a lot in the new NAFTA, the USMCA, that will work towards our benefit.
Newhouse says Mexico and Canada are a must where trade is concerned.
You know, it's essential that we have strong trade agreement with the two of our closest neighbors and longest history of strong trade ties. And so this truly will be, I think, a red letter date for trade between the three countries. And I'm looking forward to many years of successful business opportunities provided for our Central Washington producers.
Canada and Mexico are the United States' top agricultural export markets, with nearly a third of U.S. ag exports going to our North American neighbors.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.